Good morning, Tyler Joe Miller calling.
Tyler Joe Miller. Sean Burke, how you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Fantastic. What does it look like out your window right now? Because it's springtime in Alberta, and there's a lot of snow.
Oh, yeah? I just got back from California yesterday.
Okay, I'm going to hang up right now.
But I'm back in Langley, B.C., and it is just cloudy and muggy out. So it's I'm in a very different place this morning.
So were you vacationing in California or doing some tunage stuff? What are you doing?
Yeah, I was there actually taking a week of vacation, which haven't done in I don't know when.
Disneyland? Legoland? So, yeah. Where did you go?
Disneyland.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. We me and the lady and our kiddo went down there, and yeah, I haven't been since I was like 5 years old or something like that. And so it's cool being able to bring a kid down there and see the magic and everything.
It really is an amazing place. I've gone a few times with the kids, and you can be in the worst mood ever. But as soon as you get up to the gates and you see Mickey carved out of grass, you're like, okay, you know what? It's going to be a good day. Then you walk down Main Street and all that candy and all those smells. Oh,
yeah, I know. It's amazing. And I got to hit all the rides that I wasn't able to go on when I was like that young.
Because you've gotten a little taller.
Exactly. A little bit.
Good for you. And I know what a trip like that costs. So obviously it's back home to get some tunes on the radio because going to Disneyland's a little bit pricey.
Yeah. The nice thing about, I guess, being a touring musician is you collect a lot of points. So we got to use some of those, which is definitely a little bit nice. But even getting into the gates is, that's a pricey ordeal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to sit down right after you walk in.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, I think your new tune, Broken Man, should come with some sort of warning, maybe a box of tissues. I was near tears, dude. Fantastic, but wow, what a song.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, this one, it's even when we were writing it, we knew that there was something special about this one. And I was writing it with Reed Isbell and Blake Bollinger, two great Nashville writers. And I'd actually heard of one of them, Reed, from a Meat Eater podcast. And I like grew up in a hunting family, and so I've always loved hunting and everything. And I'm listening to this podcast, and he starts talking about, he was on with Luke Combs and his brother Dan. They were talking about their philosophy of songwriting, and I was like, man, Luke Combs is one thing. These guys are something else. I'd love to be able to write with these guys. And I ended up writing with one of them, and we got together with Blake Bollinger, who's a great writer as well. And we I brought this idea of Broken Man, and I had a bit of a verse and chorus and idea, and I remember bringing it up to them, and I was like, yeah, I got this idea, Broken Man, and kind of played a little bit of it for them. And I'll never forget what they said. They said, do you have anything else?
What?
And I was like, oh, I mean, I've got, what do you want? Like trucks, beer, girls?
We've got plenty of that stuff.
Yeah. And they're like, no, man, we're screwing with you. Like, it's a real song.
Let's talk about your tour schedule. I noticed you've got a crazy busy spring. You're out with Andrew Hyatt and Sean Austin. But there's one date in particular that caught my eye, and it was June 28th in Swift Current. You're opening for Diamond Rio.
Yeah.
It has got to be pretty special to open for a band that you probably listened to back in the day.
Oh, it is. It's the coolest thing. I remember our first summer playing, I think we were playing in Nova Scotia, and it was us and like Doc Walker, Lone Star, Terry Clark.
Wow.
And I was just like, what the heck? I'm opening up for a bunch of these artists, but like, especially Lone Star was huge for me because my family listened to Lone Star all the time growing up. And so I was like, I know all these guys' songs. And, they probably played quite a big part in crafting my songwriting skills and all that. And then all of a sudden we hear this summer we're opening up for Diamond Rio. We're like, what the hell? Like, that's another one that I grew up listening to. So it's always such a cool thing. There's so much talent these days as well. And new artists and all that. But it's really cool when you get to open up for the people that kind of helped shape your own sound.
Like I mentioned, your tour schedule, spring and into summer, is super busy. Where can we keep up to date with you?
You can find me online, everything at Tyler Joe Miller. If it's got a blue check mark, it's for sure me. And also tylerjoemiller.com. And if they're looking for tickets, they can for our upcoming tour, they can find all that stuff there. And they can also find it on countrymixtapetour.com.
Tyler Joe Miller and the new single is called Broken Man. And you can hear it right here across the Windspeaker Radio Network. Have a great spring and summer, and we'll hopefully see you around the studio sometime soon.
Absolutely, I will. 100%.